We had all three people living there on Friday. And if they wanted to, they could have made an Erev then. Then I'd tell you, Betule Nami Motzavatul. Maybe that's the only time the Rabbanu were Masak and Hilchus Bitul. That if on Friday you could have made a Hilchus Erev together, now on Shabbos, if you didn't make the Erev, you're allowed to be Mavatul. Avol Hai, but this case right now, this Yerush, this son that took over on Shabbos. Kivon the boiler ruvim yesmo lay motzim ariv. Since this yerush, this son on Friday did not live in this chutzur. On Friday he couldn't have made the ariv here. So mainly he first gets his right in the chutzur on Shabbos. Is lay motzim mevatel? And maybe this yerush cannot be mevatel on Shabbos. Oiduma the other svar is yerush kari davuhu. The other svar is no, a yerush, a son that Yashin inherits his father, is like kari davuhu. He is like the foot of his father. Because he comes out of his father. He takes over the place of the father. So just like the father could have been mevatel on Shabbos, who then the son is also allowed to be mevatel on Shabbos. That was the shaila. Drashi, aval hay de lei motle ruv esmul, tlo hoye le chelik shaboloi. On Friday, the son had no shaykes to this chutzah. So that was the shaila. So he answered back, omalei, ani oim mevatel. I take say, I hold that balocha, you are allowed to be mevatel. A yerush could also be mevatel. That's what Rav Nachman answered back. Because the Yerush, the son, has the same aloch like the father. He's like taken over the place of his father. So just like his father, if he would have been alive, he could have been mevatel. But then the son also has the right to be mevatel. That's what Rav Nachman says. Vahani devei Shmuel tonu ein mevatel. But in the base of Medrash of devei Shmuel, there they learned no, a Yerush can't be mevatel. But the more eitzvah, I have a kasha right now. This is a cloud. Kol shemutal amiksa Shabbos. Anything that had a hetter at the beginning of Shabbos, you're allowed to carry out at the beginning of Shabbos is a cloud. Huta l'chola Shabbos. Usually it's huta for the whole Shabbos. We'll soon see, even though something goes wrong, still the hetter still remains that you're allowed to carry out those Shabbos. Kol shenesal amiksa Shabbos. Anything that was usher on a little at the beginning of Shabbos is nesal l'chola Shabbos. It remains usher the whole Shabbos. Chutz mimavato rishus. Except the halacha be mevatel rishus, that even though at the beginning of Shabbos you didn't make it a ruv chaseris, let's say you have three people living there, and only two of them made the eruv chaseris, the third one did not, so at the beginning of Shabbos is also to carry out now from your house into the chotzer. Still, bitter rishus helps, even though it was also at the beginning of Shabbos, in the middle of Shabbos now, if the third one is mevatel his rishus, the other ones, bitter helps that it becomes mutter now on Shabbos. That's the lashon of chutz, except the halacha be mevatel rishus. Yeah. Now we'll explain what does Brisa mean to say. As Brisa said, Kol shehutal mikse Shabbos. Anything that was mutter for the beginning of Shabbos is halacha mutter l'chol Shabbos. You're allowed to carry out the whole Shabbos. To go in, what's the case? Iruv derech ha-pesach. Let's say you have two chaserim one next to another, and they made an eruv chaserim together in order to be able to carry out from one chotzer to the other chotzer. Now that's only mutter if there's a pesach b'neim. There has to be an entrance between one and the other. Now, they made the error because there was an entry between one and the other. The Nistama Pesach, in the middle of Shabbos now, that Pesach got clogged up. You can't go through from one chutzah to the other chutzah. Still, there are a lot of carry from one chutzah to another chutzah. Let's say through the roofs, or from other where they can carry. What about Eruv Derech Chaloyin? The same thing. They made an error, they were saying on the window. The Nistam Chaloyin, and then the Chaloyin broke, or got clogged up, is Zeh Klal. So then, still, since the beginning of Shabbos, the Erev was Chal, it helps for the whole Shabbos. Yeah, so Rashi explains, what does it mean, Mutl Lishtamish? I, there's no more Pesach between them. So Rashi says, Mutorim Lishtamish Mizilazar Dezrika. That there are Churin Ketanim. Either they could throw over the wall from one Chutzah to the other Chutzah, or else through small holes. Even though, really, now there's no big Pesach to walk through it. So the Erev should be Botol, still the Chal is no. Since at the beginning of Shabbos the Erev was Chal, the Erev helps for those Shabbos. Now, Zeh HaKlal, what do we have to say Lashon for Zeh HaKlal, Lasuya, what is it coming to include? What's something else also? Lasuya Movi, this is even a bigger Kiddush. Yad HaMovi, again a Movi is that a lot of Chatserim open up to the alleyway, and the alleyway has three Mechitzas to it. Now, the Gemata, the fourth side, with the Lechi Yorah Kairah. Now, in the middle of Shabbos, Shenitlu Kairosav HaLechoyim. Let's say the Kairah came down on Shabbos. Or they took away the lechi, fell down. Still it's mutter. Even though this is a bigger chiddush, even though right now you don't have four mechitzas anymore to the mavui, the fourth mechitza went down. But since at the beginning of Shabbos you had the heter, and it's only midirabbonin you need a fourth mechitza. Midiraisa, Rishus Yosef with three mechitzas, some of the Rabbanim, since at the beginning of Shabbos you had the curry and the lechi at the beginning of the Movi, even though now in the middle of Shabbos it fell down the curry of the lechi, still it's mutter to carry in this Movi the rest of the Shabbos. That's the big kiddush. And Rashi says, the Shabbos, even though it's taken down the fourth mechitza, still shari. Since at the beginning of Shabbos it was mutter. That Rashi Mereisha Leishaminim Law. We don't hear this chiddush from Mereisha. Thus, the Mishnah the Mechitzah, the Reish in the case of two Chaserim, you have the four Mechitzahs there the whole time. Only the Pesach, the entrance in between, got clogged up. Avol Hocholoi, but here the fourth Mechitzah fell down like. Vochamin Lo Bishloi Pirkakam. That's what the Gemara says in the first third. Baita, what's the second part of this Braisa now? Kol Shen Nesla Mixa Shabbos. Anything that was also at the beginning of Shabbos, Nesla Chola Shabbos. It remains also for those Shabbos Kula. What does that mean? Kagoyim shnei batim v'shnei tzidu rishus rabim. You have two houses on two opposite sides of rishus rabim, like Beverly. Two opposite sides of Beverly, you have two houses. Now, since the rishus rabim goes through it, fashpeitzich also to carry out from your house into the rishus rabim. The kifa nochre mechitza b'shabbes. Now, in the middle of Shabbos, the guy comes and makes mechitzas to make it into a chutzner. Still, it's also to carry out. Why? Because since at the beginning of Shabbos you didn't make an Aruba Katzeris, it was also to carry out from your house into the Chotzer, even though now on Shabbos the Goyim make good Mechitzes, that has Hashem Rishus Yochid Midiraisa, but since you have two houses opening up into this Chotzer now, so it's also you can't carry in this Chotzer. And it doesn't even help Bittul right now, like we had in the Gemara before. Since on before Shabbos you couldn't make an Eruv, you can't be Mavatul Rishus Zelazeh on Shabbos in such a case like this.
Yeah, well, let's see Rashi. The key for Nochre Mechitza, the Asurim Levatel Zelazeh, even after the Goyim made a Mechitza, these two people cannot be Levatel the Meshus one to the other. Kadesh Yishtamash Bo Echad Mehem, the Kol Ponim one should be allowed to carry here. Tohoyo Vihavi Boye Ruvim Yesmol and Motim Arvi. Since before Shabbos they wanted to make an error, they couldn't, because before Shabbos it was a Meshus Aradim here. Avol I Loyhevi Hosim Elechad Bayis. But let's say there only be one house. You have a house opened up to the Rishus Rabin. And then the Goyim come and make a chotzer in front of your house. Then, shari, then you are allowed to carry out on Shabbos from your house into the chotzer. The mechitza nasis v'shabbos mechitzi. Because if the Goyim make a Rishus Yochid on Shabbos, you're allowed to carry there. It's called the mechitza. There's only a question here, because you have two houses now opening up into the chotzer. But if only one house opened up into the chotzer, then it would be mutter. Baita. Zeha klal asuyumai. What does the klal come to tell us? That once something was also at the beginning of Shabbos, it remains also those Shabbos. La suya meis nochri b'Shabbos. Someone told me in a case where the goy died on Shabbos. Like Rashi says, Zeh aklal, the reish nami koy esef, la suya meis nochri b'Shabbos. Dechivan di boiler ruvim miyesim, olei motzim arvi. Let's say you have three people living in this chotzer before Shabbos. Two Yisraelim and a goy. Now, when the goy was still alive at the before Shabbos, you couldn't make an Erev together, the two Yisraelim, because the Goy's asses on them. Is hashtanami loy mevatli. So even though now the Goy dies on Shabbos, still this bright soul, you're not allowed to be mevatli the Rishus one to the other. Horesh is faithful, Shemini, you don't hear this Chiddush. So that's the Chiddush here. That what? That since at the beginning of Shabbos, when the Goy was there, we did not rent his Rishus. When the Goy dies later, we have no right to be mevatli our Rishus one to the other. It doesn't help a bit the Rishus. That's the Chiddush. Now, the bright ends off. The only halacha that's different is a halacha b'mavatu rishus. Means at the beginning of Shabbos you did not make an Aruba Katzeris to Yisraelim. So even though they could have made the error before Shabbos, if they didn't, on Shabbos is halacha, it could be mavatu rishus one to the other. This is the exception that even though at the beginning of Shabbos it was also to carry out from your house into the chotzer, because you didn't make an Aruba Katzeris, but if now on Shabbos one is mavatu, so the other one it becomes mutter. Now, the akir, it says, iyu in, yorish loy. It only says, mashm chusm mevatol, that the person has a right to be mevatol. Mashm, only the original owner, but not the yorish. Otherwise, it should have said the yorish also. Says the kasha on Rav Nachman. And the Gemara, eimo chutz mitoyres bitol. The right means to say, chutz from the loch of bitol. There's anybody that has a right to be mevatol, he could be mevatol on Shabbos. So a Yerush, like Rav Nachman, since we say as far a Yerush takes over his father's place, just like his father could have been Mavatol, a Yerush also could be Mavatol. And even though at the beginning of Shabbos it was also to carry out, this is the exception that Hilchus Bittul held even on Shabbos. On Shabbos morning now, one to Mavatol to the other one, and the other one now is Mutter to carry out on Shabbos from the Chotzer into his house, from his house into the Chotzer. The Rashi says, Eima chutz mitoyrus bitul shus. The Yerush bechlal, the Yerush is included now. The Kariyad Yavuhi, he takes over his father's footsteps. The Teres bitul mehegas boy. Eitzvei, have a kasha. Echod mibnei chotzer shemei. One of the people living in the chotzer died on Shabbos. V'aniyech rishusoi. Li echod minashur. And the leftover is rishus that somebody not living in the chotzer, someone living outside, like Yerush takes over. He takes over. Is niboid yoin oiser. If the person died before Shabbos, then we say this other person takes over, and he didn't make an Erev Chatzeris, so he asks on the other one. Mishech HaShecha, let's say the person dies on Shabbos, then Einer Oyser. Then he does not ask her. Since at the beginning of Shabbos now, let's say he made an Erev Chatzeris with them, so it was Mutter at the beginning of Shabbos, now that he dies on Shabbos, he doesn't ask her on the other one. And Rashi says, Sherei Hutel makes a Shabbos. Since at the beginning of Shabbos there was Erev Chatzeris there, it was Mutter at the beginning of Shabbos, it says, even though now one dies on Shabbos, and somebody else yashin, and the person should ask her, no, he doesn't ask her. Since at the beginning of Shabbos, it was mutter, it remains mutter the whole Shabbos. Now, v'yechod min ha-shuk shemei. Let's say, somebody owned an apartment that lived in the shuk. V'niyech rishus l'yechod b'mnei chotzer. Now, when he's mate, no yashin, his rishus, somebody living in the chotzer. Is m'boid yoyim ein eroyser. If it took place m'boid yoyim, he doesn't ask her. Because now Friday, since the Bnei Chotzer is taken over, he could make an Erev, and the Erev helps. Mishech HaShecha, but Kunda says at the beginning of Shabbos, the person that owned the apartment there was not Mishtafif in the Erev. He lives someplace else. So the beginning of Shabbos was also to carry out. Is Oyster, it doesn't help right now on Shabbos, it's still also to carry out. Is Amai, why? Because since on Shabbos the person died, even though now Hu Yashin, somewhere living in the Chotzer, that now the Kurahib lies part of the Chotzer that made the year, it should be Mutter, we say no, since at the beginning of Shabbos it was Osir, it remains Osir. Rashi says, V'yechud min ashuk, shoyel loy bayez dira b'chotzerzu. Somebody living outside had a house in this Chotzer. Is avoid yoyimein oyser. Shura yarev zim shchena. Let's say this person died before Shabbos, so now the person, the son that's taken over, lives in the Chotzer, good, he'll make an Aruvik Atzeres with everybody else in the Chotzer, and therefore it's Mutter to carry out now. The person died on Shabbos night. Now Friday they couldn't make an Erev together because he wasn't living there. So at the beginning of Shabbos it was also to carry out. It says here, Oyster, still it's also the whole Shabbos to carry out. Now the Kasher is the Drashi. If you're telling me now somebody that Yashin's on Shabbos has a right on Shabbos to Mavatel his Rishus, so why can't this person that Yashin's now on Shabbos be Mavatel his Rishus on Shabbos? Even though the father on the beginning of Shabbos was alive, lived someplace else, so the father asked him and everybody else. But now when the father dies, the son Yashin, the son is living here, so now the son takes over that Rishus. Why can't the son be Mavatel his Rishus now on Shabbos? Amai Yoysa Mavatel, Emptigmar Enechanami, Mai Yoysa Namaditoni. What does it mean when it says it's also here? Achi Mavatel, Enechanami, it only means up until he's Mavatel. Enachnami, once he's Mavatel though, we talk all like Rav Nachman that a Yerush could be Mavatel. A Yerush has a right, even though he first gets the Rishus on Shabbos, still he has a right to Mavatel, the Rishus he gets on Shabbos. Here right now it's only Osir until the son is Mavatel. But once the son is Mavatel, Enachnami, the Brit Tak helps, and then Oblai Mutter. Let's stop here.
Yeah, we're holding Daf Ayin Amid Beis, the bottom Gemara again. Yeah, again, we're holding in the middle of a Shaila, if the Yerush, it says if the father dies on Shabbos and the son Yashins the Rishus, could the son be Mavato the Rishus on Shabbos or not? That was the Shaila. So the Gemara Toshima, Yisrael v'ger shiruyim b'megura achas. You have a Yisrael and a ger. Somebody was Nizgayer, was first a goy, now became Yisrael. Shiruyim b'megurachas. They're living the kids like in one chotzer. Rashi says megura means a gurim, like a storehouse. Who v'cholak b'chadorim, it has different rooms. V'hoyelachol echad pitzchay b'chotzer v'aisrim zeal ze. The kids is like the two people have two different apartments, and they both open up into the same chotzer. So the yasta zeal ze that on Shabbos you can't carry out from one rishus into the other rishus or into the chotzer. is Meis or Meis Ger Meboidjoim. Let's say the Ger dies on Friday. Before Shabbos he dies. Well, Meis Ger Meboidjoim,